I'm Chris Rubbelo with a report on the Massachusetts miracle and the possibilities for universal health care coverage in the Golden State. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation.
My principal takeaway is by no means not, to use a double negative, that the Massachusetts model can't work in California. In my mind, the takeaway here is that we just need to be mindful of our own unique circumstances, the profiles of our individuals who are uninsured, businesses, and so on. Every state is different, and states are laboratories of change and experimentation, as we know. Massachusetts has a lot to offer California and all states, frankly.
That's Kimberly Belcher, California's Health and Human Services Secretary, commenting on what healthcare policy experts are calling the Massachusetts miracle. Legislation recently signed into law that would require all residents of the Bay State to have health insurance by July 2007. Speaking at the recent Petra Center symposium in Berkeley, the secretary acknowledged that so-called policy wonks are jazzed by what's happening in Massachusetts. A Republican governor and a Democratic legislature came together on what is generally considered the most formidable issue in healthcare, dealing with the uninsured. But Belcher was quick to point out that the uninsured landscape is much more challenging in California, which has 6.5 million uninsured, nearly 12 times the number in Massachusetts. In addition, two-thirds of employers help pay for insurance in the Bay State. In California, just over 50% of employers offer coverage to employees. The Petra Center Symposium was titled Toward a Health Policy Agenda for All Californians, and Belcher reminded attendees that any mandatory approach, like the one in Massachusetts, would be controversial, especially as it relates to California's diverse demographic.
Undocumented immigrants, a somewhat unique aspect of California's profile of the uninsured that hasn't gotten that much attention in the media coverage here in California. But if the goal is universal coverage, this is a very difficult and sensitive issue that California policymakers and the California public are going to need to address and reach consensus regarding. As it relates to an individual mandate, it raises some issues as well in terms of enforcement mechanisms. To the extent the enforcement of a mandate, such as Massachusetts has proposed, relies upon enforcement through the tax code, if you have a lot of workers outside of the tax system, obviously that raises some questions in terms of enforcement.
But Belcher says the most challenging issue is the fact that uninsured Californians are generally poorer than those in Massachusetts. Adopting the Massachusetts model in the Golden State would require state subsidies for a larger percentage of the population. The secretary says there's also the issue of horizontal equity, the need to provide government help for those of equal income, whether they already have insurance or not. Belcher was surprised that Massachusetts didn't tackle that issue.
From our thinking, policy nerd thinking in Sacramento, it's like, how can you politically advantage one group here, but a very similar group here, you don't provide that same advantage? Well, in Massachusetts, they seem to have answered that question by saying, we're just going to focus on the uninsured. As a matter of policy, subsidies will be targeted to that population. And we're going to assume that employers will continue to provide coverage to those, whether they be low wage or higher wage. And we're going to assume that employers really aren't going to change their behavior, and individuals who perhaps have been scraping by to find those premiums will continue to do so. Very significant policy decision on Massachusetts' part. It has the benefit of keeping the cost of public subsidies quite low, but raises a lot of questions in terms of, is that really sustainable? Is that really equitable?
Still, Belcher ended her address on a positive note, acknowledging a number of statewide proposals targeted at helping the uninsured and at research efforts designed to help policymakers chart a course for California.
I'm actually very encouraged. I think the marketplace of ideas around health coverage, in large part because of the Massachusetts miracle, is actually very robust. There is more policy dialogue and conversation going on in Sacramento around coverage than there has been in quite some time. There's some very important modeling work that is underway, supported by the California Healthcare Foundation, looking at how these different approaches, whether it be a Massachusetts approach, a Wisconsin approach, a Tennessee approach, how it would play out in California in terms of the cost and coverage impacts.
But there's no doubt that universal health coverage is a political hot potato in California, as it is in almost every state. Belcher's last remark hinted at timing and included Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is up for re-election this year.
This is a very high priority for the governor, and I hope for the legislature as well. And while it will not be a this year issue, just given the size and complexity, I think there's a good chance we'll see a very active dialogue and debate on some real proposals in 2007. Thank you very much.
This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Chris Rebelo. Thanks for listening.